Well, can I just say I'm honoured and privileged to have been selected by my colleagues within Fianna Fáil, and it's a privilege now to go forward to canvass, talk with people in Donegal, be on the doorsteps to hear those issues and to feed that back through the party. And we know that Fianna Fáil have a very ambitious plan going forward. And indeed, Fianna Fáil and government have invested hugely into Donegal. We've seen a new veterinary programme set up, an ATU Letterkenny to the value of $25 million. $600 million have been committed for government for the upgrading of the A5 and the 10T project within Donegal. And within the Department of Education, I'm a teacher, we've seen over $115 million since 2020 to 2023 dedicated to Donegal for capital construction projects. So I'm very hopeful of the continued investment and ambition Fianna Fáil has for Donegal.
And do you feel that some of your groundwork has already been done during your local election campaign, Claudia?
Absolutely, Catherine. I think I'm in a very unique position in terms of having ran in the local, in the Donegal electoral area and living and teaching in Stranorlar, that it gives me a good insight to both electoral areas. And I'm on the ground, I'm talking with families, I'm very aware of the cost of living crisis, I'm aware of home health virus needing to be increased, and I'm particularly aware of the need for further investment into autistic services, particularly early intervention around speech and language therapy and physiotherapy. They will be key priorities for me.
And were you surprised to be added to the ticket, Claudia, given the fact that sitting councillor Micheál Nocton attempted to put his name into the hat, as it were, at convention some weeks back?
No, I would have contested the 2016 general election convention for the Dáil election. I was unsuccessful at that time, just come through a local election, and I would have contested in Stranorlar in 2014 in the local election. But it's very important to say that I've been working on the ground as a member of the officer board of the CDC, carrying queries from constituents in Donegal to our ministers. For example, we had Thomas Byrne of the constituency in May. I brought a number of queries to him. We had Stephen Donnelly in Donegal a number of months ago. He was opening the public health community centre, and I brought the issue of GPs, the lack of GPs in Donegal, the long waiting time for GPs in Donegal. We had Jack Chambers last May in the constituency. I spoke with him specifically around infrastructure. He was the junior minister in the Department of Transport, particularly in Donegal, where road safety is such a priority. So my work has been happening on the ground and delivering on queries for constituents and working through the network of being a party in government, speaking with our ministers. So within the party, there was a very much an awareness of the work that I'm doing and being active on the ground and supporting the organisation from a team effort point of view.